Tom Kissingberry here. Nah, I'm just kidding. We don't have Tom Kissingberry money. It's just me, Peter Howard, and Jake Anderson meeting at the Dynasty Crossroads once a week for 30 minutes to talk about one player at a time. We look at the film with Jake, we talk about the analytics with me, and we try to come to a consensus. We do have a pretty cool theme song, though. Peter crunches numbers, and Jake just grinds that tape.
Let the games begin! Games begin.
Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the key for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of Dynasty Game Night. Why is it special edition? Because I said so, and that's all that really matters. So get off my back about it. Okay, no, just joking. Huh. It is a special episode of Dynasty Game Night because we are having a name game tournament. Why are we having a name game tournament? Here's the real answer. I originally set this up to give away a Scott Fishbowl invite, but forgot to ask Scott Fish for an invite to give away. So whoops. And here we are. So what we're going to do here is I have three guests. We'll get to them in a second. We are going to do three name games. Total score in the end is going to win. Why does it matter who wins? Winner of this gets a spot on a future episode of Dynasty Game Night and gets a piece of DGN merch from ffpodshirts.storenv.com. So there's prizes actually to be won. Like last episode, John Bosch was just saying, man, if there was actually like something worth winning, I'd probably be cheating. So here, you guys, you know, take John's word for it. Maybe Google a little in the background. Don't Google in the background. I will hear it. I will see it. And I will be very disappointed. I know that matters. Okay, so now that I've babbled for, oh man, the clock says 13 minutes, but I've not been babbling for 13 minutes. Let's get to our contestants. First up on my that way, we have Andrew. I'm going to call you Andrew because that is in your Twitter handle. Say hi, tell people who you are on the Twitters and all that stuff.
Hey there. Yeah, Andrew Hall. My Twitter handle is at Andrew Hall FF, real original. I work for Pro Football Network. I write for some of their Dynasty content and do a whole bunch of other stuff with them. But they can be found at PFN 365, PFN Dynasty, and I help run their Twitter account. And just happy to be here and looking forward to losing. Should be great.
See, if everyone just comes in with the attitude of, it's cool, I'm going to lose, someone, one of the three of you, is going to be very happily disappointed. Well, you're not. Well, disappointed that you didn't lose happily.
Happily disappointed works. I'll be happily disappointed if I win. Yeah.
It sounds like I've been drinking, but I haven't been. Next, you've heard Troy laugh, so we're going to let him introduce himself.
Okay, well, I'm apparently in from my murder shack, and I am at Drafting Late or at Voice in Fuego. I've been DFF Voice, a couple other things, but I'm now Voice in Fuego, and I am Troy, and I am the host of the Drafting Late podcast, and I am a free agent, and if your network needs a podcast, hit me up, because I am available for consideration. And I'm probably the reason that we didn't get started till 13 minutes in.
It's true. He was telling us about this auction where if you're in this auction that Troy's in, you're letting him win way too easily and you need to step up your game. Cause I'm sorry. He got, what was it? Mahomes and Saquon. for less than half of his budget. And that's insane. So we're not actually gonna get into that right now. Next up, we have Tyler. Tyler, say hi.
Hi. I'm Tyler Schmidt. I don't do anything special, but I like football.
Hey, don't sell yourself short like that, Tyler. I'm sure you do many special things.
I just like playing DGN in the name game. So anytime I get an opportunity, I like to jump on it.
Perfect place, man. Like that's all we're doing right now. Okay, so like I said in the beginning, this was meant to be for a Scott Fishbowl invite. So the first two categories are SFB-ish related. It's one of them is Scott Fishbowl divisions, and the other was meant for the SFB Podathon, so it's podcast hosts. The third one, we're going to save for the last. And I haven't told anyone what it is yet because I didn't want them cheating. And since hopefully they're paying attention to what the name games are in front of them, I can now say the third one is going to be, I actually save all of the ones I've created. So this last one is going to be my favorites from all of them.
Ooh.
So if you do actually listen to the show a lot, you might get a little bit of an advantage.
I'm screwed.
That hurts my feelings.
Okay. I download, but I have a lot. I go through a lot of shows, and you know, we were talking before the show about how some people don't think they're good at it. I usually get so confused about halfway through. I'm like, okay, I can't listen anymore. I'm so lost at what's going on.
Well, maybe now being part of it, you'll actually get it a little bit. So I'm hoping we can grow you as a podcast listener.
I'm looking forward to 7 and 7 Ingram. I mean, that was, how was that not in there? Oh,
seven just, a drink made of 7-Up and Seagram 7. I mean, they couldn't get a single answer. They would have gotten that one.
They might not have, which would have been so much funnier.
I'm not in the business of making things easy for John and Matt.
And you said the show was a whoops. It's not the first time I've been a whoops.
Moving on. All right, so we are going to we're going to do I'm going to choose. You know what? We're doing the Scott Fishbowl divisions first. I have labeled it toys. Okay. To remind anyone listening, if you have been listening to this show before, at least since I've been hosting it, you got to know how the name game works, because that's literally all I do, pretty much. I make up other games just so I have excuses to read my name games on this show. But what we do is, like I said, toys is the theme. We read one clue about a toy, and then I'll give you the division and position of a player in the NFL. You then have to find a way to meld those two answers into one quick word-ish that goes together. If you don't know it, you'll figure it out as we go along. The way this works, you know the answer, you scream your name. Your name is your buzzer. You all three have different names. Excellent. No hints, 3 points. If you guys want a hint, you talk amongst yourselves and pick whether you want a hint for the themed clue or for, I can give you the team the player's on. So one clue, 2 points. Two clues, 1 point. If at the end there's all the clues given and no one gets anything, I mock you incessantly and nobody gets a point.
Sounds fair.
All right, so let's just jump right into it. Oh, if I read the clue for the toy first, the toy goes first. If I read the player goes first. So the first clue is Hasbro Armed Forces action figures and AFC North quarterback.
Can you say it again? Oh,
nope. Tyler.
G.I. Joe Burrow?
Yeah, it is.
Ah, nice.
All right. 3 points for Tyler. And yes, that one made me smile. That is really what made me go and do the toys. Next one. AFC West head coach and square-notched miniature logs used to build small forts and buildings.
Troy.
Go.
Lincoln. Andy Reid, Lincoln Logs.
No. Names have to meld together in one word. You just happen to name the toy and a coach in the AFC West. The two answers have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
Well done. It was AFC West, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's so why I had Andy Reid.
Yeah.
All right, Troy, you could stop thinking because you're eliminated at this point.
I still want to try to figure out who it is, but I don't know the coaches in the – I'm just trying to figure out if I can figure it out.
Oh, I should know this. This is bad.
Especially because he gave you guys the name of the toy. Well,
right.
I know. I'm trying to think of the head coaches.
I was thinking Mike Tom Lincoln Logs, but that's not it. He's not AFC West.
Oh, that would have been a good one, though.
I know, but that's where my head – I can't get getting stuck on that. I can't think AFC West.
I think I know what it is, but I can't think of the guys left there now. Before you buzz it, I want to – I know it's still points, but I want to see if it's
– Oh, Tyler.
Go.
I think I have his name right. Anthony Lincoln Logs?
Yep. Oh, Anthony Lynn is the coach of the Chargers.
Okay.
I couldn't think of who their coach was.
Same here. I've drawn a huge blank.
All right. Well, technically, you didn't ask for a hint, and he gave it to you anyway. So that's still 3 points. So Tyler's got 6.
Damn you, Tyler.
All right. Let's call it a show now. I'm good with this.
Yeah. Undefeated, untied. Shortest, get out of here.
I just voted here. Ever.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Giggling Sesame Street doll and AFC East wide receiver.
Tyler.
Damn. Okay.
Tickle Me Elmo Hamid Sanu.
Yes.
Jeez. Oh my God.
Ugh.
Just quit now. Shit.
Brutal. I mean, well done, Tyler.
Someone else can still win this one. Just putting it out there.
If but Tyler you guys falls really. Asleep. Jeez.
You guys need to step
I told your game you I like playing this game.
Yeah, you do. Okay.
Next clue. Interlocking plastic bricks, an NFC East wide receiver.
Oh, come on.
I know. Come on.
This is too easy and I can't get it. NFC East wide receiver.
Yep.
I have so many of them on my fantasy team and none of them work for this.
Well, there's one that does. Wait, I said NFC East, right? Yes, I did. Okay.
At yeah. least one that does, yeah. Man.
Why is this so hard?
At least I'm making drawing. Tyler think at this point.
I know,
he's
finally
just destroy all of you. At least he's not getting them quickly.
Oh. It's a full name too, right? It's not just a last name or anything?
Correct. Full name. Hints are there if you need them.
I think I'm ready for a team hint.
I'm ready for... that. I guess that'd help.
Oh, Tyler. Never mind. I don't need it.
Of course you don't.
Leg Golden Tate.
Leg Golden Tate.
Oh, God. That is good. I was stuck on Darius Slayton and McLaren and Sims. I couldn't get past those three because I own them everywhere.
I was thinking of Lee Goddard, which isn't a receiver and not his first name. Like just it.
Oh man, the looks I would get from Matt Price if I used that much poetic license.
I know. That was
wouldn't go well.
I didn't even think of Golden Tate.
It. I mean, I was going through every team. Even my head in that division, and I'm like, who did I miss?
Yeah, I miss Golden Tate. I still think he's on the Lions.
I don't think he is worth, you know, anything half the time, so I don't think of him.
I just hate him because he's one of the many players to do insanely well after leaving the Seahawks.
True.
I dislike him because I'm a Packer fan, and he caught the Fail Mary.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. Yeah. Whew. All right, well, after a short break that I'm going to edit out anyway. Next clue. A toy based on silicone polymers that bounces and AFC South wide receiver.
Oh, I should know this.
You say that a lot, yet you haven't given an answer yet.
I know. Just when saying. The lights are on, I can't perform. It's just ridiculous.
Can you repeat the team portion again, please?
AFC South wide receiver.
I can't remember what the toy is. I'm going to have to, so that doesn't do me any good.
A toy based on silicone polymers
right. That
bounces.
I can't remember what the hell the name is. Oh, man. I had it because you could use it to pick up other things. So maybe. I don't know. I'm no good because I can't remember the name of the toy.
I think I'd rather have the toy hint than the team hint at this point.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
See, that's the thing is I think I know the toy, but maybe I'm wrong.
I'm worried I'm wrong on the toy.
I mean, do you want the toy hint?
Yeah, just give us the toy hint.
You good, Tyler? Or are you going to scream at me that you know the answer the second I'm about to start talking?
I don't know the answer.
All right, so the toy comes in a little red egg, and you could use it to put on a newspaper on the funny toy. Pages, and you pull it off, and it comes out on it.
Well, we're not allowed to Google, so I'm out.
I have the right toy.
Oh, Andrew.
Go.
That's not right, but I'm going to silly put T.J. Higgins or what T. Higgins. That's AFC North.
That was my first thought too, but that's the wrong division.
No, okay.
I try not to use T. Higgins too often because at this point it's just,
I'll come around to it, but Tyler will beat me to it.
I mean,
because obviously
he pretty much gave it to you. It's just go through wide receivers in the AFC South.
That's what I'm doing. I can't.
Yeah, because I can't answer again, right?
Nope. You can get imaginary points if no one else can get it.
At this point, that might be my best option.
Can't tell if Troy's frozen or if he's just thinking really hard. Nope, he moved. Okay.
Thinking really hard. Really, the internet in the murder shack has been questionable, but I was really trying to. I was going through all the names of receivers in the South and nothing's working that I know.
I mean, there's two that are like close, but they both feel like poetic licensing to me. And that's not like, is it Silly Putty or Silly Putt Tyrell Williams? I don't even know if I'm like. Working. Oh, that's West. Yeah, no, wrong one too.
All right, well, they're both wrong, and giving you so many hints.
I know what it is if I can answer.
It's
I don't know. I'm just gonna say I'm just going to say silly putty shark, but I don't, just because I wanted to say silly shark.
Put DJ shark. No, come on. Yeah. Give me more credit than that. Go ahead,
Andrew. I'm bad.
Silly putt T.Y. Hilton.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
The thing is, like, Troy, you could have gotten the team hint and gotten 1 point out of it at least, but now nobody gets points for it. And you know what? You are all the worst. I told you I would just berate you if you
ring a chain bell at us.
T.Y. till you die. Come on, guys.
I should have known that. I should have.
You should have known. Yes, you should have known that.
I think
I forget about him because he has a limp noodle throwing him the ball.
Yeah, and I don't pay attention to players that aren't on my fantasy team. And that's what gets me in trouble in these kind of games. Same. Is because I don't know.
Been playing that long?
Well, I don't play football. I don't watch football. Like, I watch the Red Zone, and I follow my fantasy stats. I don't give a shit about your football team. I don't give a shit about the NFL. I just watch for my fantasy team. So I'm all Red Zone, and, you know, I keep up with the Chiefs because that's where all my friends are. And outside of that, you know, I don't really care about the NFL. I haven't in years. It's all about fantasy for me.
Yeah, so I don't still, like, I've been playing long enough that T.Y. Hilton used to be a second round startup pick.
Yeah, but I don't know. I kind of forgot about the Colts altogether. Same I was going here. Through the teams, and I totally spaced the Colts. So
I thought North at first, and then as soon as I said
T.Y. Well, North, and then I started thinking of West teams for some reason. Just all kinds of bad.
We'll just forget that one ever happened. We'll move on.
Next and I'm sorry for my potty mouth. I forget.
Yeah, shit's fine. Because I'm way too lazy to edit that out. Next one. AFC East head coach and red and black piece diagonal moving Tyler. Game.
Bill Belichickers.
Oh, that's yeah. Good. That made me laugh.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was pretty clever.
All right. Well, I guess let's just keep going. NFC South wide receiver and well-mannered locomotive.
Oh, Andrew.
Go.
Michael Thomas, the Tank Engine.
Yay! Someone besides Tyler answered a question correctly and got points.
Finally,
I told you I was going to be bad at this. I just wanted to do it once.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's like what I said.
I'm literally glad to be here. I am absolutely in that camp.
All right. So, like I said in the beginning, the scoring is going to be continuous overall scoring, 5 points for winning a game. And well, right now the score is Troy with 0, Andrew with 3, Tyler with 20.
Yeah,
sounds about right.
I need a lead because I'm going to struggle in the podcast things.
So, yes, the next theme, topic, whatever you want to call it, we have going on is podcast hosts. I am going to give you the name of a podcast, and you are going to have to use one of the hosts. I don't think I used anyone that's just one person, but that would have been way too easy.
Oh, God.
And use that into a player in the NFL. Let us go first to NFC South quarterback and Dynasty Blueprint.
That's a good one.
That's what everybody says. It just never made the list, and now I've probably offended somebody.
We are a proud member of the DLF family of podcasts, Andrew. And you just offended one of the heads of DLF, so yes.
I was going to say Andrew.
Go ahead.
Matt Ryan McDowell.
I do too listen to that show. Holy smokes. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I feel bad for not knowing that one.
If you've noticed, that's twice where I gave you the first one super easy, where you didn't even have to meld words. It was just that one word that went into the next one. Next clue. Dynasty Owner's Manual and NFC West wide receiver. And even if you don't listen to Dynasty Owner's Manual, if you guys are smart and listen to the Trade Addicts podcast, they were on my show this week.
Well, I've been on vacation, so I haven't been listening because I'm not driving.
I know, right? It's so tough to keep up on podcasts these days because I usually listen in the car on the way to.
I drive 40 to 60 hours a week. I work 40 to 60 hours a week, and about half of that is driving. And if I'm not driving, I'm not listening. So. But I'm always downloading.
It's all that matters, support. Those numbers. Don't care if you listen to me talk, as long as it looks like people are listening to me talk.
I get paid 1.5 cents for every download of Drafting Late. So just download. I don't give a shit if you listen.
I want cents.
Join Anchor. Anchor.fm. They pay right out of the gate.
Well, I'm ready for a hint on the podcast.
Yeah, because we don't care about anything else.
I know the podcast. I'm trying to think of the...
What I'm worried about is butchering a name. And looking like an idiot, or it's like I'd really rather have the right name or a little more of the name, so I feel a little bit better about just randomly yelling someone's name horribly?
No, yell. That's what the point of this game is, to make an ass of yourself. So if you think
I'm doing a pretty good job of that, let's be honest. Like, geez.
Yeah, I have 0 points.
I was about to say, you're beating Troy, so that's one less thing for you to worry about.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm good with a hint.
For the podcast?
Sure.
Okay, so there are two hosts of the Dynasty Owner's Manual. One of them is the answer in the clue, and the other one is Chris Allen.
Ah, that's the one I knew.
Just blow the name. Nobody's going to be offended.
No, I don't know the other. I don't know the other name off the top of my head.
Oh,
I haven't listened to that one in a minute. I know Chris Allen. I can't remember the other.
Tyler.
Go.
Adam Will DK Metcalf.
Oh.
I hate when I do that. I'm going to give you the points, but I did Adam Will DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
It works. You'll. Yeah. I'm sure he'll like that one better because he won't trade me DeAndre Hopkins. No, wrong. He won't trade me DK Metcalf.
I couldn't remember his name. Good job, Tyler.
Thank you. That was tough.
All right, next clue. Dynasty Command Center and AFC North wide receiver.
So AFC North wide receiver.
Yes.
Not South. I'm all over my map on this now, so I got to make sure I get that right.
That's the. I was saying this on the last show we did. The only thing I ever write down for pretty much anything in the whole DGN is I go into the name game written what teams are in what divisions, because I will never be able to think of it on the spot.
That's why I always come up with 3 of the 4 and I'm missing one, and that's usually the one it is.
What order was it? It was podcast then team,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Dynasty Command Center and AFC North wide receiver.
I can hear his voice, but I can't remember his name.
I'm just really bad with people's names.
Well, then you have 4 more after this of being a,
you're saying there's a chance.
Big lead that I'm counting on being there.
Yep.
I was expecting to know more of these than I do. I guess I just don't listen to the same shows.
The next 3, I hope you guys should know much easier.
Well, I'm willing to take a hint on the team if you want to change it up.
Sure. It's not going to make a difference for me. I'm lost on both.
So if you're lost on both, you want to hint on the guy?
You're not going to get me close enough to Matt.
Sure.
His last name is a month of the year.
Oh, my God. I know who it is now. The AFC North wide receiver is... Oh, Andrew.
Go.
Travis May J. Green.
Yep.
There we go. Whew. Finally.
At least I had fun with these. All right. Next.
I actually had the Travis May part. I can't believe I didn't get it together.
I got that once you said his last name is a month of the year. But
yeah, I wasn't fast enough.
If something ends with A, it's AJ Green or AJ Brown. I mean, that's just the unfortunate truth that they're just so easy to use. Just like OJ Howard or Odell Beckham.
It's a good
try and avoid it, but sometimes you just kind of have to. Ooh, this next one's fun. There are no football players in this one.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
So we have one of the hosts of the Open Bar and one of the hosts of the Fantasy Footballers.
Is it a Twitter handle name for the Open Bar or their actual name?
I was going to say, I don't know what his full name is.
And then a full name for both. Is that what we're going with?
I never said that.
You never said, you did. You made the shrug emoji with your face. That's right. So Open Bar and Fantasy Footballers.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew.
Go.
It's. I'm going to screw it up, but it's.
At Troy, he messes it up.
It's like J. Mike, and I can't remember the last name right now. I'm drawing a blank. That's my guess, and it's not right.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you didn't give a full answer, so no, it is not right. Exactly. Troy, go.
J. Mike Wright.
Yeah.
I knew J. Mike.
Good for Troy. Good for you, Troy. You're on the board.
I'm thinking of Jason and Andy. I couldn't think of Mike. FF Hitman.
Yep.
I had J. Mike from the get-go. I just knew that that's... Because how can you not use J. Mike?
And it's so... Because his real name is McCann, his last name. And
I didn't know that.
I'm so tired of, like, McCandy Dalton, pretty much, is what it comes down to, that I use J. Mike.
And once he said it was two names together, I instantly knew, because J. Mike makes sense, because... Mike's on the other side. I just had to remember the rest.
All right, here we go. Next one. Dynasty Trades HQ and AFC South wide receiver.
Again, full name or Twitter handle? You're not going to give us?
All right.
Could be either.
No, that was the only one that was Twitter handle. The rest of them are full names.
What was the division?
I lost it. AFC South wide receiver.
Yeah.
AFC South wide receiver. I'm blending a lot of names and it's not matching up right. Because I know their names.
I know their Twitter handles because even when I'm talking to them in the group chats, I use their handles a lot of times.
Right, right. When I'm in HQ3, so I should definitely know this. But that their name's first. Right, their name's first, and then it's the player second.
I'm in HQ1, so take that.
You win.
Well, I'm never going to be in the rest of the leagues, I've decided, so I'm not cool enough.
Trade Addict 17 when it comes out in 2 years.
Bite your tongue.
That sounds fair. See, I'm willing to take a hint on the team.
Yeah, I might as well.
You sure?
It's not coming to me.
Jaguars.
They're all just D's. That sounded bad.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew.
Go.
Shane Manila Visca Chenault.
Yes.
I knew it was going to be Shane, but I would have never got LaVisca Chenault.
I was not getting there.
It literally, the hardest part was how to say it. Because I put it together, and then I was like, wait a minute, there's a whole lot of length in there. All right.
All right. So in this game, it is Troy has 3, Andrew has 4, and Tyler has 2. Woo! So there's 2 questions left, so anyone could walk away with those 5 extra points. And
still be way behind Tyler.
No, yeah, sorry.
5 will help. 5 will help.
Well, I mean, we're technically exactly halfway through this game, so I'll give it. Tyler has 22, Andrew has 10. Troy, you got one, buddy. You got 3.
Yay! I'm just here.
You're here. That's what's important.
You sure are here.
Okay, next one. Dynasty Game Night and NFC North Tight End.
Tyler.
Go ahead.
Russ Fisher of Smith.
Yeah.
And you stole that one from me.
I did.
I had that too. Damn it. I wasn't fast enough.
I put that one in the DGM Eliminator chat.
Yep. And I horribly wrote that down right away because I knew I was going to use it eventually.
That's a good one. Good play.
Okay. So this is the last one. And that put Tyler in the lead for this game.
But it's still close. That's the problem.
Yes. So one of you two, you get it. You get those 5 extra points. Well,
yeah, I still can because he's got 5. I think.
Well, if you get it without any hints, you get 3 points. 6. That gives you 6.
Right. Right.
If it ties, you guys can go screw yourself. Maybe I'll give myself the points. All right. Last one. Okay. So here's the funny story behind this one. I typed these out on a Google sheet, and one column is, you know, like the player. One column is the hint, and then the last column is the answer. I forgot to put the answer in on this one. So I had to refigure this out after I came up with it, and it took me a minute. So,
oh boy.
Well, that makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah, that bodes well for our chances. I've done.
And I was actually listening to this podcast right before we started recording. NFC South tight end and Dynasty Diagnostic.
NFC South tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Dynasty Diagnostic. Mm-hmm. Oh, Andrew.
Go.
Damn it. Rob Gronkowski Tan Mosia?
No, that's kind of not how you pronounce his name.
Fair enough. I'm taking some poetic license with a name, which
I was very do. That was actually a very good one.
Other people have called him Etan. It's not right, but
it's Etan.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I can't guess again.
You can't. So, and if you take a hint, you're tying yourselves for. So if you want to take this, Troy, you got to get it.
I'm pressure. Trying to think of who could be.
I don't think I've ever listened to that podcast. Sorry. So
it's Stompy.
He gave you the host name.
Yeah. And the other one's Stompy, if that helps you.
Sam Lane.
Yeah, I know who that is.
I would hope.
Yeah, I got that picture of his burned into my head, unfortunately.
That was the first time I'd ever heard of Sam was when I saw that video. I was like, who is this guy?
Oh, that is a wonderful intro into Stompy. Wow.
Fudge. I'm trying to go through. Yeah, go
I'm ahead. Trying to help you win. He gave you, this doesn't count as a hint, he gave you the right guy and the right team. He just pronounced his name wrong.
If I knew how to pronounce his name, I know the answer now.
Well, I apparently don't either then.
No. Oh, I got it now. Oh, my God.
Go.
No, I can't. I can't answer again. I could take a docking of the points. But
I don't know the guy, so I don't know how he mispronounced it. That's my problem. But I know the tight end now.
Yeah, I got it now. Cameron Brayton-Mosia.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, Eitan. That's my
bad. I was on stuck on O.J. Howard.
Well, I told you I was afraid of butchering somebody's name. Ugh, figures.
And what are the odds they listen to it anyways?
I like it. It's a good podcast.
No, but they might not listen to this, so they won't know you butcher their name.
Oh, I'm going to tell them to listen to this because you guys butchered their name.
That sounds fair.
All right. Well, you know what? That ended annoyingly, so I'm not going to give anybody the extra 5 points.
Fair.
So the total is 25 to Tyler, 10 to Andrew. You still got three, buddy.
Good job.
Glad to be here.
All right. So the next one, like I said, is a group of just the favorite, some of my favorites.
Oh, boy.
If Andrew gets all of them without any hints, we have a tie game.
Okay.
No pressure.
I like my odds.
Okay.
All right,
I just got to get one. I'm going to listen to the show a ton.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the theme first, and then I'll give you the actual hints. So the first one is movie quotes. So you need to give me the name of the movie that the quote is from and then the player.
I'm going to suck at this one.
The quote, that rug really tied the room together, and NFC South running back.
Oh, I remember when you did this one. I loved it, but I'm drawing a blank now. NFC South running back.
It's always tougher when you're here.
I know.
I never want to go on Wheel of Fortune because I feel like I'm so much better than everyone that's ever on TV. But I know the second I get up there, I'll freeze.
You said NFC South quarterback, right?
Andrew.
Running back. Go.
Big Lebowski, Toe Smith.
Yeah.
Yes. One down, what, five to go? No problem.
Oh, and I forgot that you get 5 points when you win the thing, so you don't need them all.
I'm still going to go with I need them all. I got to earn this.
That's right. Build that fire, that drive inside of you.
I just watched The Last Dance. I'm real competitive right now. Let's go.
I'd like to get just one more. I'd like to double my points.
You can do it, Troy. Well,
maybe it's this one. This one is the Muppets universe. And pastry-addicted blue monster and NFC East wide receiver.
Tyler.
Go ahead.
Cookie Monster Ling Shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That made me so happy.
I love that Russ laughs at his own jokes. He's that funny guy.
I just like a lot of these are what made me think of doing some of these, and like literally like out of nowhere, like my kids were watching Sesame Street and I just start giggling and they, you know, look at me like I'm a crazy person, but it's because I thought of Cookie Monster Ling Shepherd.
Well, to be fair, you said it was Muppets, so I was all thrown off.
Well, Sesame Street's part of the Muppets universe. They exist together.
Is.
Well,
it
they're puppets. I didn't. They're,
no, they're,
no, no, no. They're both part of Jim Henson's creation.
They interact with each other.
I don't have kids. I don't know this stuff.
I don't either.
Weren't you a kid at one point, though?
Right. Sesame Street.
That was a long time ago.
Did you never watch Fraggle Rock?
I've had a lot of Truly since then.
Andrew, I bet I'm older than you.
I know. I'm willing to bet that.
Okay.
I don't have a murder shed.
Well, you know,
does that come with age? Like,
I was gonna say,
it's an upgrade over time, 40 or whatever. Yeah,
and all the lights got even darker in there. So
yeah, the sun went down, and the skylights aren't giving me any light anymore. So I'm literally a floating head now.
Yes, and it's a floating gray head, so it makes it even scarier, like straight up Alfred Hitchcock something. But we're gonna move on before we get even more scared of Troy. The next one is a corporate motto, and it is I'm gonna give you the corporate motto, you give me the company and the player. Just do it. And AFC West wide receiver.
Tyler.
Go.
Nykeenan Allen.
God, you guys are fast.
That's what she said.
I almost there's a TV catchphrase in here, and I almost put that's what she said Dixon in, but I don't know why I decided not to. I'm guess I'm glad I didn't, because you've been saying that's what she said six times to whatever Troy says. Whew. Okay, next one is poorly described Disney movies. Girl abandons dying village to travel with delusional homunculus because the village crazy lady told her to, and NFC East wide receiver.
What was the division?
NFC East wide receiver.
Could you read that long clue for the movie again?
I know the movie.
Girl abandons dying village to travel with delusional homunculus because the village crazy lady told her. Village crazy lady told her to. And again, if you listen to Trade Addicts Pod, me and Adam were singing some of this.
NFC East wide receiver.
Yep.
Coming up blank on a couple there.
Got the movie. I just got to figure out the team.
All right, I'm going to stop keeping score because Tyler won.
Yeah. Well, we already knew that.
Okay, then what's the clue?
I was keeping up hope.
I appreciate that.
You guys ready for a clue?
I'm ready for a clue, yeah.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Andrew, I don't think this is right. Moana Mari Cooper.
Yeah, that is right.
Okay.
Don't be so down on yourself. You got
this.
It felt
like it was going with the Moana, and I didn't know if that counted. Like, it was just I was just
worried. No, that works. That works.
All right. All right.
Okay, well, let's move on. There's two more.
Perfect.
God, I'm so bad at this.
This one came out of a book my son had. It was Riddles for a 6-year-old.
Oh, so we're not going to get it.
This one took everyone a while when we originally read it. Originally read it on the show. Here we go. AFC North tight end. And what is a cat's favorite color?
I remember it, but I don't remember it. AFC North tight end. Cat's favorite color. Ugh. I'm honestly coming up blank on that. I remember this one, but it's not coming to me. I remember it was a point of contention, too. Because the riddle, I mean, these are like dad jokes. These are like bad puns. You know what I mean?
100% it's a bad pun, yes.
Yeah.
So now I got to figure out the bad joke before I even think about the tight end.
I'm trying to think of what all the tight ends are and then putting a bad joke to it. So I'm going the opposite direction.
I'm just waiting until you guys give up for a clue.
I'm fine with clues. It doesn't matter. We can't win anyways.
Yeah, there's no points or anything.
I'll take a clue on team?
Tyler.
Oh.
Austin Purple.
There
it is. Yep.
Oh, and thank you for accentuating the R. Thank you very much.
You had to. Yes. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense in the joke. Yep.
And thankfully I remembered to go in and check to see if players change teams, because when I did this one, he was not in the AFC North. All right. So last clue, another one that made me happy when I created it. TV catchphrases, Spock and former Vikings and Seahawks wide receiver.
Oh, Andrew.
Go.
Live long and prosper, C. Harvin.
Live long and prosper, C. Harvin, everybody.
Nice.
I figured that'd be a good send-off for the show as well.
That's a good one, yeah. It's your team, too.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, congrats, Tyler. You will be invited, brought on, whatever you want to say, onto another episode of Dynasty Game Night in the near future, which means I have to create another game because I just used three name games. We'll talk later. You can hit up ffpodshirts.storeenvy.com, find some Dynasty Game Night something, let me know, and we'll work that out. But thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Murder Troy. Man. I was trying to, like, Murder Cabin Guy.
I thought you forgot my name for a minute. I was going to be real offended.
No, I was like, you forgot everybody else on every other podcast host's name.
Hey, I was ready with the Russ one.
Yeah.
I just don't want to make Troy angry. He's clearly got a murder shed.
He has
so
a place to,
whatever you say, Troy. Yeah, you're the man. Congrats to Tyler. Well deserved.
Thank you.
All right, so let's go around in the circle again, remind everyone who they've been listening to lose to Tyler, and we'll get out of here. Go, Andrew.
All right, I'm Andrew Hall, at Andrew Hall FF on Twitter, and write for PFN, profootballnetwork.com.
All right, Troy, go. Murder House.
I am the worst DGN player ever. I can be found at Drafting Late.
No,
at
you got an answer Fuego. Right. You are not the worst. I talked over people, you. I don't care. There are people that have literally just not gotten a single answer. So yes, you are not the worst. So stop feeling so bad about yourself.
Well, I am Troy, and I am broadcasting from my murder den, and now I am a floating head, and I am at Drafting Late and at Voice in Fuego.
All right, go, winner.
I'm Tyler at Schmitty088 on Twitter. I don't tweet about a whole lot besides sports and the teams I coach. I coach high school track and field and cross country. I'm hoping to have cross country this fall. That'd be nice. Mm. But if you have any interest about hearing about my teams, I tweet about that a lot. Otherwise, just lots of football stuff.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening, for hopefully screaming at your phones, stereos, or whatever you listen on these days when these guys didn't get the answers fast enough. And we will catch you next time. Live long and prosper, C. Harvin, everybody.
See you, everybody.
Bye. Thanks.